Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Average Joe. I'm Average Joe. This is our third webcast radio show. This is the only radio show that's in black and white. Today is Father's Day, and so I want us to talk about our fathers today. I don't want to do all the talking today. I want you guys to call in right away. The number is 914-219-0884. Again, that's 914-219-0884. So call in, and if you've got a story about your dad that you'd like to share with the audience, please do. I'm going to talk about my dad a little bit, but, my dad, I lost him back in 2013, but I was very blessed and lucky to have him in my life for over 50 years, so I certainly can't complain. He lived to be 84 years old and had a good mind, and me and my dad were really close. I just wanted to mention that I had actually watched a movie yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago, called Kodachrome. It was on Netflix, and it was just kind of by accident. It was about a man and his father that were apart for many years and had some things to work out, and his father was dying of cancer, and they went on a road trip together reluctantly. But I definitely recommend that movie to anybody that, if you have a good dad, that's a movie you need to see, because not everybody does. Me and my dad, we were really close. My dad, as most of you know, especially those of you that know me personally, know that my dad was a minister. And so growing up, before school age, daddy was the one that took care of me most of the time. Mom worked a public job, and so daddy was, there, took care of me, and, he'd have to take me to a sitter every now and then if he had to go visit some people, but which he did quite a bit. But daddy always had my back, and we spent a lot of time together then in his later years we spent a good amount of time. We had a routine that on Saturdays we would always take the trash off together, and out in the county we don't have garbage pickup, so that was one thing that him and I always tried to do. At least we had that one thing a week that we would do together, and that was to load the trash up in the pickup truck and take it to the disposal location. It's hard for me to talk about my dad sometimes. Like I said, he's only been gone since 2013. Of course, that's 5 years now. Doesn't seem like that long, but he always had my back. I had gotten into some trouble when I was younger, and he would. Of course, he was disappointed in me, but he, he loved me no matter what. And I've been lucky to have both of my parents have been that way. I'm not perfect, and nobody is, but they always stood behind me. So again, call in. The number is 914-219-0884. I'd like to hear about your dad. If you've got a story or just want to say something, whether your dad's living or if he's passed on, if you just want to shout out to your dad. I don't know how many people we got listening today, but this is a recorded archived show, so there'll be people listening later on, even if they're not listening live right now. But my dad and I, we had a special bond. Like I said, when I was growing up, mom was at work and daddy was home, wasn't visiting or anything, and he taught me how to do everything from frying eggs. We'd eat Vienna sausages and sardines and pork and beans and all those southern easy to fix foods back in the day, and we'd go visit some of his local hangouts. He'd like to go out and meet people in the community at a little store and go out and have a soda or a Coke, as he called it, and maybe some peanuts or an ab, and meet some people and invite them to church and all that. He was always visiting people in the community and in the hospital. He stayed pretty busy doing that. It was just he was concentrated on his effort. He was very serious about the ministry and bringing people to God and their souls. One thing I do regret about my dad, and let me just pause again here. The call-in number is 914-219-0884. Feel free to call in. And before I go on, I want a little plug here. The VFW Post 2908 in Albemarle, North Carolina, is sponsoring the Boots and Roots Music Festival. It's on August 4th at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. And they're going to be headlining Bucky Covington. Charlie Farley's going to be there. Daryl Harwood's going to be there. Tyler Hatley and the Little Mountain Band. And Cuz Coon is going to be there. The doors open at 3 o'clock. The show starts at 4. Admission is $15. And then if you want to bring in a cooler, it's $10. There's going to be food available. There's free parking. Bring a chair, cash only. And there's some camping available. I think all the powered spots are taken, but they're actually allowing some dry camping if you've got a generator, or if you don't mind just camping with no power. I think they're allowing those for $15 a spot. Again, this is on August 4th. You can get tickets at the VFW Post 2908 in Albemarle. And they are available online. If you see my Blog Talk Radio website, on last week's show, I have a link that you can go online and buy tickets. But anyway, just wanted to mention that little plug there. So anyway, one regret that I have about my dad is nothing to do with him, but more about me. When I became a teenager, I did not, didn't care anything about spending any time with my parents too much. I was more interested in going out and doing my own thing and just having fun. And I missed those years with him and mom. I can never get those back. But if I could, I would. I really wished I had spent more time with him, but when he got older, I would always make sure that I would go down. Him and mom lived in an apartment, and my mom still does live in an apartment in our house, and I would go down and see him every night when I was home, and he would always wait up for me, and he always had a big smile on his face when I walked in the room, and the feeling that gave me of how much it meant for him just to spend a few minutes with me are priceless, and I'm so blessed to have those memories. But and I know everybody doesn't have or hasn't had that kind of relationship with their father, and again, I feel very blessed, and I don't take it for granted by any means. I know a lot of people that don't even have their fathers. My wife, above average Joe, she lost her father when she was, 16, 17 years old. And she lost her mother too, but I can certainly appreciate that. But again, the number is 914-219-0884. If you have a father or you are a father, you qualify to call in. If you don't have a father, then you're a product of a miracle, and so I'd probably still like to hear from you. Again, the number is 914-219-0884. So, anyway, I'll keep talking about my dad until somebody calls and talks about their dad. Daddy loved to work in his garden. He was a country boy. He grew up on a farm. When my grandfather was a farmer, he did a lot of different things, but Daddy worked on the farm, and my grandfather had him out there plowing in the field behind a mule and a horse as soon as he was able to reach the handles of the plow. So he came up pretty hard, but you know, he liked it. I mean, I've got some photographs of him with his cow that he had raised to take to the fair to enter into the competition, and I actually talked to my dad about that some. I grew up. I told you in the first show about my interest in radio. I used to like to pretend like I had a radio station, and I would record myself doing that. And so I've always been interested in technology and audio and video equipment, and I actually do, you know, I'm in the audio-video business as my day job. But I've been around the hardware for a long time. So I got to thinking, I had one thing our family did was we would record using a little shoebox recorder. We would record our time at Christmas when we would open our gifts. And I still have a tape of my grandmother on one of those tapes, which my father's mother. And it got me to thinking, you know, man, I wished I would have recorded my grandfather. I never got him on tape. And, you know, I still remember what his voice sounded like. But then I said, well, you know, I didn't get my grandfather, and I can't get my grandmother anymore. But my mom and dad are still around. And we have a little thing called a camcorder now. So what I did was, after talking to them about it, I took a camcorder and I sat down and I interviewed Daddy first. And we talked about his life and growing up, and that's where I'm getting back to the cow. I talked to Mom, and we talked about her life growing up. And then I had them sit down together, kind of like in the movie When Harry Met Sally, had them sit down together and interviewed them together as to when, you know, when they met and how they met and, you know, their courtship, and my dad when he was in Korea and Mom when she was at home and he was gone for 17 months, and just the time that they were apart and all that. But anyway, Daddy talked about that cow, and because I asked him about it, and he said he'd take him to the fair and put him in the competition. And, you know, it was fascinating just to hear my dad talk about that and how he'd prepare him and brush him and clean him and get him ready for the fair. And again, my dad was born in 1928, so he was probably a young teenager, 10 or 12 or at minimum, I would think. So this was still, you know, maybe in the late 30s that he was doing this. And so there wasn't a lot of transportation as far as cars and trucks around then, but he managed to get his cow to the show. I think they had a neighbor that had a trailer and an old truck that they would carry, you know, some calves and cows to the fair. And then Daddy talked about one time taking him to Statesville, which was like a big deal. So I don't know if it was like for another, you know, maybe he had won a prize at the local fair and he had to go to Statesville for a regional thing or whatever. He couldn't remember the details on that. But, you know, those kind of stories that wouldn't mean much to a lot of people, it just meant a lot to me to be able to hear those kind of details about my dad's life. But anyway, let me hear from you guys. We've only got about 14 minutes left here. The number is 914-219-0884. Tell me about your dad. If he's still around, tell me, you know, what he's doing or what you love about him. Or if he's not around, tell me the same thing. It's okay if we get a little emotional on here. I don't think there's any rules against that. I didn't see anything in the fine print on Blog Talk Radio about tears being shed, so I think we're covered. But anyway, so Daddy, when he was in the service, I mentioned he was in Korea after him and Mom got married. He was in the Korean War, and he was gone for 17 months. He went in the Army. He didn't go voluntarily. He was drafted, but he went in, and he had a job driving a Jeep, a medic Jeep. And so that he would drive officers around, and that was his main job. But I'm going to stop my story. It looks like we've got a caller, so we're going to take this call.
Hey, Everson.
Hello, caller.
Hey.
Hello,
I
caller.
I just wanted to say, I got you. Everson Show?
Oh, hey. This is Everson Show. Welcome
yes.
to Average Show.
Well, our fathers were very, very close friends. And cut your stand. I just wanted
oh,
to
this
say.
Is Lisa.
Hey,
Lisa.
Yes. Hey, Average Joe Stan. Our dads were very, very close friends for a number of years. And your dad was a tremendous influence in my life. He was the guy who baptized me when I was 12 years old.
Wow. That's, yeah, I guess your dad and my dad, if I had to ask my dad who his best friend was, if he was still alive, he would say it was your dad. So
yeah,
I'd
think so too.
Him. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, tell us, do you got anything else you want to say about your dad? Or
my dad was a big hugger. He loved to hug. He loved to talk to people, just like you've been saying about your dad. My dad never met a stranger. Oh, gosh, I'm getting teary-eyed now. But my dad never met a stranger. He loved all people. And anytime anybody would walk by him in a restaurant or anywhere he went, he would talk to him, loved to talk. He was a gentle giant, I feel like.
Well, your dad was a big influence on me as well, and I felt like he was kind of a second dad to me, and he was real easy to talk to, and I spent some time with your dad when we were at the church there in Brunswick County. I think I remember one particular day I had gone out with him to the fire department for a hot dog sale or something to help out a little bit. And just riding around with him in the van, he demonstrated to me cruise control, which was a big deal back then.
Right.
He had a van that had cruise control, and I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, my dad and his vans, he had several of them. Yeah, one of which got stolen one time. He had a boatyard, and we had cars, lots of different vehicles in the cars and the yard also. And the van got stolen, and the sheriff's department had to come to our house and tell us that it had been stolen. We had no clue because there were so many boats in our yard and and cars. So that was when he had an upholstery shop, and they did boats. So yeah, the cops had to tell us that the van was stolen. But my dad loved his vans. But after that van was stolen, he didn't get another one after that.
Oh, wow. That's
just
funny.
Wasn't the same.
I guess he had so many he didn't even know it was gone.
Exactly. Well, Average Joe, it's been nice talking to you, and it's nice reminiscing about our fathers on this special day.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in, and
okay.
We'll hope you keep on listening to, next time.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was nice of Lisa to call in. They've actually been visiting with us, and so we were talking about the show today, her and her husband, Mark, and we always get together every now and then when we can and reminisce, and we all like to go camping, too, so they're one of our RV/camping couples that we like to hang out with and have a long history with them, and our families have always been very close for years. But talking about Mr. Jim's van getting stolen, I know Mr. Jim had some tractors and stuff too, and my dad, he loved old tractors, and he loved old antique cars, and I mean, you know, he loved looking at them. I always tried to get him to buy one, you know, to buy a Model T or a Model A or something, but I never could talk him into it. He was pretty conservative with his money, and I'm sure my mom probably had a little something to do with that too. She was the accountant in the family, and made sure that they were good stewards with what they had. But as far as anybody else that wants to call in, again, the number is 914-219-0884. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about our fathers today. It is Father's Day, in case nobody told you. Let me be the first. Today's Father's Day. We've got, about 5 hours and 9 minutes left of Father's Day. So hopefully you're spending time with your father right now instead of listening to this show. Usually I encourage people to listen to my show, but if your father is alive, you really should be spending time with him right now. So if we don't have a lot of listeners today, and that's the reason, then I can accept that. You can always listen to the recording later, because I know you want to. Next week, I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about. I kind of shoot from the hip when it comes to my subject matter. Last week, I knew that we were going to be talking about Father's Day today because I knew that Father's Day was today, so that was an easy one there. But next week, I don't know. We might get off into some, you know, maybe some paranormal stuff, or we might get into some science stuff. You know, we talked about in the beginning, you know, some of the different things we might be talking about. And we might be talking about some old cars. You know, as I was just saying, my dad loved old antique cars. He loved knives and guns and trains and antiques. So we might talk about something like that. We might talk about old cars, because I know there's a lot of car collectors and antique collectors in this area. Fortunately, the good thing about North Carolina, we don't get a lot of bad weather, so the roads don't get salted that much. So old cars, you know, they hang around for a while, kind of like California. You know, we don't, you know, unless you're from the mountains, usually cars don't get all rusted out too bad around here. So we might talk about that. We've been talking about there's going to be a car show at the VFW coming up, and I don't have that date. They're actually doing a VW show, and cannot remember the date on that. There's going to be a VW car show at the VFW Post 2908. I don't remember the date, but if anybody listening happens to know what the date is, call 914-219-0884 and let us know. But there's going to be, I think, they do some bike shows, they do car shows. But we're going to do a VFW show coming up soon. So I think I may very well. I've kind of talked myself into it. We're going to probably talk about old cars and car shows and stuff like that next week. So I am not a collector. My bank account doesn't allow me to be. I have a really nice Matchbox and Hot Wheels car collection. So that's more my speed when it comes to the finances. But anyway, we've got less than 5 minutes left. So if you want to talk about your dad, or just say, you know, send out a shout out to your dad for Happy Father's Day, call in 914-219-0884. My dad, oh, well, let's see, one thing that my dad loved to do, and that was eat fish. And as a matter of fact, talking about Mark and Lisa, we all, them and my mom, and above average Joe and myself and my grandson Andrew, we went out to eat fish at Jay's Fish House yesterday because they have a real nice buffet. There's a plug for Jay's. They're on Stony Gap Road, right outside of Albemarle, off of 52 going towards Norwood. If you're coming out of Albemarle, most people, all the locals know where it is because it's one of the most popular places to eat. But Daddy loved to go there. That was probably his favorite restaurant to eat. He loved homemade ice cream. He loved a good hamburger or hot dog off the grill. He liked Hardee's. You know, as most of you know from these parts, there's something about Hardee's that attracts senior citizens for breakfast. I think there's like a beacon or something that draws in. If you're over 65, you must go to Hardee's and get a sausage and egg biscuit. he liked cornbread and milk. He loved corn, and he liked to take the broth of the corn and put it on a biscuit. Your mom made this really good stewed corn with milk, and he would just put it all over. He'd open up the biscuit and put that corn and milk all over his biscuit, get it nice and soggy, and he loved that. Fried okra. Like I said, he loved to eat flounder. We lived down in Brunswick County for a while, well, for about 10 years, and they got a lot of good seafood down there, too. So, but you know what? You don't have to be that close to the ocean to get good seafood, because we've got good seafood up here, too. It all comes out of the same ocean. But anyway, I'm going to give you another chance here. We've got 2.5 minutes left. 914-219-0884. I want to thank Lisa for calling in and talking about Mr. Jim. That was, I always love to reminisce about those days and my dad's, you know, best friend. I'll just say it. And, you know, I believe Mr. Jim was Daddy's best friend. But anyway, Daddy left to travel. We anytime we were going through the mountains, as most of you know me personally, that above average Joe, she's from Canada. So when we'd go up to Canada, Mom and Dad go with us. Daddy always loved going through West Virginia and Virginia and looking at the mountains. He would just go on and on about how beautiful the mountains were. He loved going to the beach and how beautiful it is down here and just enjoying God's beautiful earth. He definitely had an appreciation for that. Never could get Daddy to do any camping with us. Mom, you know, we've got her to go camping with us a few times, but I think Daddy, his perspective on camping was kind of solidified when Uncle Sam had him. He had enough of that because to him camping is when you're in a pup tent on the ground and there's probably mud involved and coldness. And he really didn't care to, even though he saw that we had an RV, he wasn't really interested in going. I think eventually we'd have talked him into it. But anyway, we're down to the last minute. I want to thank all of you for listening. I don't know how many we had listening today, but it's been a pleasure as always to share and to reach out and just share my views and memories on this Father's Day. Again, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We're very blessed. I've got 3 daughters. I got 6 grandsons, and I love all of them. And I've been granted the privilege of some wonderful kids, boys and girls to love. And so that's something that can never be taken away. But we're counting down, and we'll see you next week. We're going to talk about, I believe we're going to talk about antique cars and muscle cars and collector cars and car shows, and we're heading on out, so I'm going to We'll see you next time.